The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. And you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. Our gospel readings have been really challenging, reminding us that following Jesus is not easy. It's not a walk in the park. But sometimes, you know, we use selective hearing and we don't hear that part of the gospel. We expect everything to be peaceful, to be nice. If I follow Jesus, I shouldn't have any problems in life. That's not what Jesus told us, and again, we hear this today. Following Jesus means standing up for evil, and obviously evil gonna fight us back. And we see that in the life of Saint Kateri. She was born in about 1652 to a Mohawk, you know, father who was a chief of the tribe, but her mother was a Christian. And she learned at an early age from her mother the Christian ways, but both her parents died at age 4 because of smallpox. And the smallpox, you know, epidemic left her with scars on her face and she couldn't see well. A few years later, as a teen, a priest came to their, you know, and then she was taken over by her uncle who wasn't, you know, Christian or even open to Christians. Later on, a priest came to their tribe and Kateri asked to be baptized. When her uncle decided it's time for her to marry, she refused to marry because she said, "I'm married to Jesus, he's my spouse." That led her to be persecuted by her uncle, by her tribe, so she had to flee and walk 200 miles to reach another tribe that was more open to Christian, you know, Indians. At age 23, she got sick and she died. And the story says that at her deathbed, her face cleared up from the smallpox, scars that were left on it. Today we hear the story of Joseph and Israel, his father and his family, fleeing their homeland because of the famine and going to Egypt. We hear about Saint Kateri having to leave her tribe and flee to another place, another tribe, to take refuge. One of the issues that we deal with today in our society, in our nation, is the undocumented immigrants. As you read in the papers or heard the news, a busload of them arrived to Los Angeles yesterday. Maybe we take some time today and reflect, what's the Lord calling us, how to treat those illegal immigrants, those who come into our land from other lands for whatever reasons? What kind of Christian response the Lord is challenging us to have towards them?